I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Iran, being a Christian can cost you your life. Christianity is seen as a threat to Islamic identity, so those who leave the faith face the most persecution. Sharing the gospel is a huge challenge, but one ministry has an efficient way of spreading it all over the Middle East. Sat7 PARS, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently upgraded to a new satellite that would allow it to triple its reach. Sat7 PARS, Paniatos Keenan.
It makes me feel that things are starting to happen inside Iran, because after seeing this miracle, allowing us, the first Christian channel ever, to broadcast on this big satellite, I definitely feel that our Lord has a plan for the Farsi-speaking, the Afghan-speaking, the Tajik-speaking people who are inside Iran.
And Father's Day is just around the corner. Food for the Hungry, a ministry seeking to end all forms of human poverty, recognizes that one of the best ways to uplift a struggling community is by supporting the dads. Mike Myers, the chief development officer with Food for the Hungry, says, for example, they'll work with the fathers to find vocational opportunities, improve farming practices, and increase livelihood to provide for the kids. It's all done in the context of the gospel, so families are holistically changed.
I visualize as I'm saying this, you know, dads I've seen along the way who couldn't provide for their family, didn't know what to do, and Food for the Hungry came on and walked along with them, you know, down a journey on how to get to a spot where they could provide for their families.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for them as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.